Julia.
Great stories.
He's awesome.
Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Don't go anywhere because this is going to be groundbreaking radio.
Elvis Duran and the morning show.
You know, Times Square needs a casino.
Oh, God. Could you imagine? Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely, I can imagine. What?
Times Square's crazy already. You want to make it worse crazy?
Yes.
I feel like in the city, if you're going to get pickpocketed or robbed somewhere, there's a good chance it's Times Square. There's some weird stuff that goes on there. Now you're going to have people walking out with pockets full of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So excited
Dirty
about
Mickey's
it.
Coming for you.
Well, as you know, I mean, there are a lot of different investors who want to open up casinos, not only in Times Square, but out in New Jersey. I mean, all around the area, right? But Jay-Z and Roc Nation are definitely leading up one of these investment groups to build this mega, beautiful mega casino in or near Times Square. As a matter of fact, they're actually earmarking like a quarter of $1 billion to spend on the community, like Hell's Kitchen and Chelsea and all that area.
Yeah.
To help with more affordable housing and things like that. And they're saying like 5% of the casino intake would go to this community board as well every year. I don't know. They're pushing hard for this thing.
Nice.
So who knows? We may have a casino before you know it in Times Square, New York City.
There goes all of our afternoons.
Okay. Come on, be happy.
There's too much to do here already. Do we really need a casino?
Yes. Am I the only one who's for it? I'm in. I'm so in.
I don't think we need
I'm
it.
Gonna you need, know, I just need to know what the traffic situation is going to be like for us, and then I'll care.
Yeah.
We never go to Times Square.
I go to Times Square all the time.
Also, the traffic in Times Square on our way home affects all of us.
Yeah.
That is a mess.
And I think Nate's right. There's so much to do there already. I feel like casinos are for places that you want to drum up business. We don't need to drum up business.
I think we do. I say we get rid of the United Nations and put a casino there. How about that?
Oh, I like that idea.
How about today?
Can we do that today?
Yeah, that's another thing going on in New York City right now. Every year when the UN is in session, it stops up the rivers. They have police boats with machine guns like zooming up and down the rivers, and the traffic is awful. And, you know, it's just the delegates are in town. I say let's move the UN to put it right next to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. All right.
Okay.
And we use the UN, the current UN building, as a casino. How you like that?
Okay.
Now we're talking
on the east side. Okay, now this is why I should run for mayor of this fine city of ours.
There you go.
Anyway, we got that going for us. Let's see. I got a little note from Gandhi, because every once in a while I just kind of check in to see how she's doing and how you're doing, Danielle. And may I read this? It's kind of personal. May I read this out loud?
Sure.
You wrote?
Yeah.
Elvis, I think my stars are out of alignment. Within the past couple of weeks, people have been saying the craziest things to me about my character, my lifestyle, just a whole bunch of big feelings, and they're all crappy. People have been lying to my face about some stuff, and I'm reaching my limit. Usually, I just let people vent and say what they want to, but I've argued back a little, and I got called a gaslighter.
On numerous occasions.
Oh, geez.
I hate that term, gaslighting. I think we're done with that.
Goodness.
I think it's so the worst.
Do you want to talk about this? I mean, is it just everyone in unison is just beating the crap out of you?
So, or no, I won't say everyone in unison because I think that's dramatic. It feels like that. It is not like that. It's just a handful of people who I thought or still think are fairly close to me who just have some crap to say. And I'm like, I was very caught off guard by it. But you can't argue people out of their feelings. So if somebody feels that way, you got to let them feel that way and listen to what they have to say. But then there were some accusations along the way of things that I just hardcore disagree with.
Huh.
Or the statement of the way something happened and it did not happen like that. And when you say, that's not what happened, you get called a gaslighter. I'm like, no.
Huh.
I'm not gaslighting you by saying that is not what happened if that's actually not what happened.
Right.
But you are gaslighting me if you tell me that stating facts is not true.
Right.
Stop it. Just listen. Like, it's been crazy. And I don't, I'm not gonna lie, my feelings have been hurt, and I'm not used to my feelings getting hurt.
Well, look, you know, we all agree that you are the most caring, giving person in our family, and you're lovely, and you don't deserve that. And if someone wants to have a conversation as your air quotes friend, then please do so, but do it in a respectful manner.
Yeah.
Yes.
And be excuse me, and be open to what you have to say about what they're saying about you.
Yes.
It's so easy to throw someone up on the cross and crucify them without really thinking about what you're saying and what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you know, that's not cool. And I'm hoping it's no one within this close circle here.
No. It's people you guys don't even know, but I've been thinking about backhanding people.
Well, I will tell you something from the oldest guy in the room. This is where you start understanding why you shed yourself in your life. You shed the people that are dead skin. There are people that you thought at one time they meant something to you, and maybe they did, but when they start talking to you like that and they don't leave open a hole for the possibility that they're wrong what they're saying to you, and they accuse you of gaslighting, goodbye. You know what? They back you into a corner where, you know, sometimes you do need to defend yourself. You're saying a second ago, Gandhi, I just let them vent and let it go. Well, no. You know what? You owe it to yourself to defend yourself just as we would defend you.
Yes. Well, thanks.
Danielle, do you agree what I'm saying?
100%. Yeah. You know me. I'm not keeping my mouth shut. Someone comes at me with something, I'm going to go back. So
that's my first instinct. My first instinct is to come out swinging. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, you want to fight? Let's fight. But then I'm trying to be more mature and more of an adult about things and just let people say the things that they feel, air it out, sit with it for a moment before I just, you know, blindly swing back. But then when I sit with it, I'm like, still no. No, I still don't agree with you.
I've
thought about this, and I think everything that you said was a pile of poppycock. And we can fight about this. But I don't want to argue with people. I'm like, oh, if that's how you feel about me?
Well,
okay.
You know, the arguing can be different shades of arguing, right? I mean, there's the defending yourself respectfully, or there's like, shut up, really?
Yeah.
Get the F out of here. And you know, I know it's a stupid meme you see all the time on Instagram, but when someone says something that offends you, it's always good to be as silent as you can. Just like that. Hear that?
Yes.
And then you can look them in the eye and say, can you repeat what you just said to me? And then have them repeat what they just said. And sometimes that will make them go, oh, God, okay, maybe what I'm saying is stupid. And sometimes it doesn't. You know, I don't know.
Yep.
But sometimes silence is the most deafening defense.
And then you just walk away. Just turn and walk away, and then they're left there going,
What's up, Frog? Sharing that with me.
I had somebody, you remember, somebody that used to work for us, said something to me one time. And I said, wait a second. I'm not sure I heard that properly. Can you just run that by me one more time?
Yeah, run that by me one more time.
I want to make sure I heard it. And they said it again, and it was exactly what I thought they said. Mm. And I said, okay, cool. I'll get back to you.
Right. And then ask them, hey, did you hear what you just said? But then at that point, you know, it's a back and forth thing. And maybe you don't want to get into that. I don't know.
And I think I've really been trying to pay attention to this too lately. Never take advice or criticism from somebody who is not doing something with their life that you would want to do.
Yeah.
So if there's an idiot telling me that I'm an idiot, do I care if I don't want to follow in their footsteps of anything that they're doing?
No.
But sometimes it still stings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's friendship. And it's the disappointment. I mean, you know what? My dad always used to tell me, you've got to lower your expectation of people sometimes. I'm like, well, I don't want to.
No,
he said,
right.
then only surround yourself. Only surround yourself with those few people who deserve you and as a friend.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I may sit here and tell you your hair is red and you know for a fact your hair isn't red. I see red. And so I'm going to tell you what I see, whether it's right or wrong. And it's good. It's good to know when you got to like let people go.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
I saw somebody posted this weekend, become more aware of what's really worth your energy.
Yeah.
And I kept it and I keep going back to look at it. And it's true that with everything, not just with, you know, stuff in general, but with people also.
No, totally. I completely agree. And I will say, having my feelings hurt was a new phenomenon that I haven't felt in a very long time. So I was like, ew.
It's good. Lean into it. It's good. Your feelings are hurt for a reason. So listen to your heart. You are hurting for a reason. Mm-hmm. That reason is your answer. All right. Let's play Terror Fabulous.
Okay.
Nice.
Where did that come from, Ellis?
Nice
segue.
I know. We still have to do the Daniel report. We still need to go around the room. We still need to do a lot of stuff. I got to play connections for you.
Okay.
But I just think we need a little action. This is for you, Ghani.
Thank you.
Just
I'd always say, terra-fabulous. We love you, Gandhi.
No, thank you.
That song was for you. I don't know what the connection is there. Hey, speaking of connections, you have a new connection for us?
I do.
All right, I tell you what, let's get into your three things right here. And then, is it three or four pieces of sound or music?
Four pieces of sound.
There will be four pieces of sound. You have to figure out what they have in common. It's Gandhi's connections, ripped right off the pages of New York Times. We love it. But we have sound. It's much better.
Yes.
So that's coming up after your three things. What's going on?
All right, let's start here. The man who authorities believe wanted to shoot former President Trump on a Florida golf course has a detention hearing scheduled for today. Ryan Wesley Routh has been charged with a firearm by a convicted felon and possession and receipt of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. He was caught not long after Secret Service agents allegedly saw him sticking a rifle out of the bushes on Trump's golf club in Palm Beach. Prosecutors are expected to argue that he should be held in custody while awaiting trial. Have you guys seen the controversy going on with Shohei Ohtani's historic 50-50 ball?
Yes.
The fan who caught it reportedly turned down a pretty huge offer from the Dodgers. Of course, they want it back. Multiple reports say the fan who caught the ball in Miami last week was offered $300,000 from the Dodgers, but he opted to keep it in hopes of getting more cash for it in the future. The ball was hit for Ohtani's 50th home run of the season, which made him the first player in Major League Baseball history to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in a single season. I know, and they won't give the ball back. The Dodgers
give the ball back.
Give it back. It's $300,000 is a lot.
Yeah, it's not
a game and catch a ball.
It's his friggin' ball. Give him the damn ball.
Well, this person's holding out for more money. The Dodgers organization says it has not confirmed how much money it offered, if any, but all the other sources are saying at least $300,000. And finally, no more plastic bags in California. California's Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Sunday ending a legal loophole that caused an increase in plastic bag waste. The legislation will now begin January 1st of 2026. It will be targeting checkout bags. Additionally, starting January 1st of 2028, the definition of a recycled paper bag will be a bag made with more than 50% recycled material. The restriction will happen at grocery store checkouts and solidifies California as a leader, they say, in tackling the global plastic pollution crisis. We'll see how all that goes. We're still not having plastic bags around here, right?
I gotta say, I have found a couple.
Oh, really?
Do you stock up? Oh, we're looking at one right now.
We got breakfast this morning from somewhere.
In plastic bag?
Is this a recycled
bad.
Thing?
Is it?
I don't know.
Not looking good.
Yeah. There are some plastic bags. And those are your
Those are our three things? Okay, so every time I go to the grocery store, I always forget to take, you know, the bags you buy.
Yeah, me too.
I have like 50 million of them. Me 50 too. Million of these bags.
I've started to use some of those as trash bags because, like, I have too many of them.
Well, the key is to keep them in your car, and you're fine.
Yes, I forget.
But my problem is the other day I got maybe seven things. I said, screw it, I'm not going to buy a bag. So I did self-checkout, and I had to... I was walking out of the store, like, trying not to drop things. I had, like bottles of ketchup, and there's, like, lemonade, and there's some salt, and there's some dryer sheets. And I'm, like, cradling them.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I'm dropping them. There's a trail of them from the door to my car. I'm like, oh, God.
It's the worst. I've gone to self-checkout, and I'm like, oh, damn, I don't have a bag, and they want me to pay for one, whatever. I'll just start putting stuff in my pockets after I scan it.
Right.
And something about that feels illegal.
Yeah.
But it's not, because I paid for it.
Yeah. Anyway, get those bags. Keep them in the car. That's the key. Hey, so our friends at Sandals Resorts and Beaches Resorts, Jamaica. I still have a trip to give you, by the way. If you want to go to either, all-inclusive, fabulous, go to ElvisDuran.com. The rules are there, and you can enter to win at ElvisDuran.com. You could, should we play Connections? Can we give away a trip with Connections?
No, I got money, though, which you could get part of a trip with.
Is that from our friends at Sandals Resorts and Beaches?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so Gandhi came up with four pieces of sound.
Yes.
They're all connected. We've never heard these. This is the first time we've heard them along with you.
Yeah.
Here they are. Let's see what they have in common.
Darling, you look perfect tonight. Darling, hold my hand. Oh, won't you hold my hand? I'm kind of rumors starting. I'm sick of being followed.
They all have something in common.
I haven't given any of you the answer, so I love seeing the puzzled looks on your faces.
Can we hear it again?
Play it again. Here they are.
Darling, you look perfect tonight.
I'm going to say this. Diamond was with me when I was making the game, and she got it immediately.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. If you think you know those connections, or you have the connections figured out, call me now. 800-242-0100. We'll be right back. Scary? Hit the button.
That's weird. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon or sausage, all rolled up in one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
iHeartRadio brings you Global Citizen Festival 2024 from New York City
at Central Park's Great Lawn.
Live performances from Post Malone, Doja Cat, Jelly Roll, Benson Boone, and more.
All hosted by Hugh Jackman.
Join the movement to end extreme poverty now.
One action at a time.
At GlobalCitizenFestival.com. Hear the entire festival live on the iHeartRadio app.
All day this Saturday.
And the best of the best moments right here. Saturday night at 9.
iHeartRadio, music you should know, featuring Alex Warren, Carry You Home.
Oh, I hope you know I will carry you home, whether it's tonight or 55 years down the road. Oh, I know there's so many ways this could go. Don't want you to wonder, darling, I need you to know. We were talking to the sunset, throwing dreams against the wall. I know none of them are stuck yet, but I bet it on you, honey. Oh, I would risk it all. These days, these nights, I'm changing my mind is set on you. I'm not afraid to say it, to say it's true. Oh, I hope you know. Every time. We were California dreaming. Our whole life fit in that car. Didn't have a bed to sleep in. We kept each other warm under a ceiling full of stars. These days, these nights, changing my mind. Set on you, I'm not afraid to say it, to say I do.
Create your own Alex Warren custom station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
I used to believe we were burning on the edge of something beautiful, something beautiful. Selling a dream, smoking mirrors keep us waiting. Take go through the darkest of days, having to-
to give up, nah, nah, nah. I won't give up, nah, nah, nah. Let me love you. Let me love you.
Elvis Duran and the C100 Morning Show.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Upon a hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry now. A time I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world. I thought I'd never lose her outside. We were so young. I think of her now and then. I still hear the song.
See, look at that. You woke up this morning thinking, oh, God, it's Monday. But look at you now. You've already, like, taken off to another planet. You're doing great.
Yeah.
This week is going to be really fantastic. I can feel it. I can feel a great week on the way. All right, so we got that out of the way. Connections. These four pieces of sound have something in common. You have to figure out what it is.
Darling, you look perfect tonight.
All right, let's go talk to Joyce, line 15. They have something in common. Hi. There's a connection there. Hey, Joyce, Gandhi put this together this morning. It's a fresh one.
Okay.
What do those four songs or those four pieces of sound have in common?
Are they all wedding songs?
Are they all wedding songs?
No. I mean, I guess you could play Rumors by Lindsay Lohan at your wedding, but...
I wouldn't play Rumors by Lindsay Lohan at my wedding. Nice try, though, because I think three out of four could be very, very wedding-ish. Uh-huh. But thank you anyway, Joyce, and thanks for listening to us.
Can I give a big shout out to my son Alex? A happy birthday today!
Happy birthday, Alex!
Happy birthday!
You tell him we said happy birthday, all right, Joyce? And you guys have a great day celebrating. All right, thank you very much. Line 10 is Rachel. Let's see if Rachel can get this. Rachel, those four pieces of sound.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What do those four pieces of sound have in common?
Are they all redheads?
Gandhi, are they all redheads?
They are!
Here on Redhead Appreciation Day. Absolutely. They're all redheads.
They are.
You got
it,
Danielle.
It was Ed Sheeran, Jess right. Glynn, Chapel Roan, and Lindsay Lohan.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, they all reserve the right to.
I'm shaking right now. My dad's
the right.
A redhead. My son's
right,
so. A redhead.
There you go.
I know, they're all redheads. Bunch of gingers. But what I wanted to say is all of those artists reserve the right to change their hair color anytime they want.
Yes.
And they probably have. Mm-hmm. So wait, you're a whole family of gingers?
I'm not a ginger, but my father's a ginger and my son's a ginger.
There you go. You know, today is Redhead Appreciation Day. Did you know that?
Gonna have to give them extra love, I guess.
Of course. We love everyone, especially redheads. I'm into redheads lately. I don't know what's going on. I got a thing. Anyway, well, hold on 1 second. And you get $500, by the way. $500!
Yeah.
Thanks to Sanders Resorts and Beaches Resorts in Jamaica. And by the way, we love them. And if you go to ElvisDuran.com right now, you can sign up to win a trip to Sanders Resorts or Beaches Resorts in Jamaica. All right, hold on 1 second, Rachel. You have a great day. Hey, Scotty, you were there with your daughters?
I was. We were at Beaches Negril. My favorite part about it is it's a family resort. And, you know, when you have a family that likes to do lots of different things like mine, it's perfect. Like, my older one was sitting on the beach ignoring me the entire time. Mm-hmm. And she loved it. While Cooper and I, we were doing tie-dye and eating pizza while playing bingo. And we were at Pirates Island Water Park. So we were doing all kinds of stuff around the resort while my other daughter was just sitting on the beach and soaking in the sun. So there's something for everybody there, which is great.
And you're right there in beautiful Jamaica. And that was Beaches for the family. And Sandals is for couples and adults only, maybe. But I can go to Sandals and not be in a relationship, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. As long as it's adults only, though, but that's the key. Yeah, no, there were girls on vacation there having a bachelorette party when I was there. It was fun.
Now, did you get romantic with Robin when you were there with her at Beaches?
Maybe. At Sandals? Yeah, maybe a little bit. Sandals. We went to Sandals Duns River in Jamaica. And we had a pool on our balcony that was seasonal.
You really haven't answered my question.
Yeah.
Did you violate the falls?
Yes.
Defile Duns River Falls?
No, we did not.
Did your shorts fall to the ground?
We had a good time. It was awesome. And we had a pool on our balcony, which is insane.
Oh, God. Anyway, and they keep everything nice and clean there at Sandals Resorts and Beaches Resorts. We love you. If you want to win that trip, go sign up to win it and see all the rules now at ElvisDuran.com. All right. Do we have time to go around the room?
Yes,
I think
we should.
Shouldn't we? Let's go around the room. Let's see what's on the minds of the superstars that bring you the show every day. We'll start with Froggy. Froggy, what is on your mind today? What's up?
I did such an adult thing over the weekend. I took everything out of the refrigerator. Everything. Cleaned it all nice and neat. The refrigerator, the freezer, everything. Looks like brand new again. I must have walked and opened the refrigerator like 3 or 4 times and just looked at it after it was clean, just to like admire it.
Right. Did you stage your refrigerator to make it look like perfect?
I mean, I really should have, but I threw out all the stuff in there that was like, you know, old and outdated, the condiments, stuff we hadn't used in time. I cleaned it all out. It looked so perfect and so neat, like brand new. And then, I did the obligatory, like, go over and just open it and look and close it and then admire. And but I'm a dork.
Yeah. Well, I actually threw away a jar of pickles that were dated like 21, I think.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
And I realized it used to be mayonnaise. They turned into pickles. They turned into pickles on their own. It's miraculous what happens there in the refrigerator. Since Danielle's in a good mood hearing about pickles and mayonnaise, what's on your mind today?
I'm trying not to barf right now. I got to meet a great listener over the weekend. Her name was Mabel. Her wife's name was Mabel. So the girl was working at Starbucks, and she said, "Oh, my gosh, are you Danielle?" I'm like, "Yeah, my wife loves you. Can you call her?" So I called her wife, Mabel, and woke her up. Poor Mabel, sorry. And we had a great conversation. But there were people behind us online that were waiting for their coffee. Uh-oh. And I'm thinking to myself, hey, I'm really sorry. The people were so awesome behind us. They didn't know who I was. I know the lady behind me had no idea. And she was so excited that I was talking to this person's wife. She was like, you should take pictures. You should make a video. You should. She was just so cool. So I would like to thank the people who were behind me in Starbucks today, yesterday for their patience and understanding while I chatted with lovely Mabel on the phone. Thank you.
I love the name Mabel, by the way.
Yeah, I do too. I've never heard of someone named Mabel.
Yeah, Mabel recently. Dodge. Look her up. She was very famous.
Oh, yeah?
Mabel Dodge. Okay. Yes. What's up with you today, Straight Nate?
Okay, so we all know the expression, life gives you lemons, you...
Make lemonade.
Thank you very much. But if life takes away your lemonade, you go find the sugar and the lemons and you make your own. So remember, I had this beef with Saunders Hot Fudge. They stopped making the recipe that I grew up with, that my mom grew up with, and they changed the damn recipe. Well, what did I do? I went and made my own recipe, and you know what? I think I'm going to start jarring this stuff because it is so good. My mom and I over the weekend, we made some hot fudge. I could put this in stores. It would sell out. Look, back up, baby. Straight Nate Hot Fudge is hitting stores near you.
I'm ready. I would love some Straight Nate Hot Fudge.
I went out. I got all the ingredients. My mom got all the... We made this stuff, and it is better than the original.
I love your...
Back up, bitches.
You've got moxie. Look at you.
Yeah.
I want you to drip your hot fudge all over my balls of ice cream.
I'll bring it in. It's excellent. Yes. My God. Back up. Okay.
Spent the weekend packing fudge?
I did.
Wow. What a weekend packed. That's awesome. Oh, no, you can't say that. You did it with your mom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's hot nasty. Fudge, people. You could stop being dirty.
That was Gandhi that started it. Hey, Scary, what's up with you?
Now, maybe I've been living under a rock, but I didn't
know. Yes, you have. Yeah, Gandhi, what's up with you?
I haven't noticed this since Saturday night was the first time I was driving over the Brooklyn Bridge, and I looked up because it was at night, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's so silver. It's so gray. Isn't it usually brown? What's going on? Is it a different spotlight that's on it? Come to find out that this millions of dollars of project that they've been using the funding from the city has gone to clean the Brooklyn Bridge over the past 6 years.
Yeah.
They've cleaned it. All that stuff that made the bridge look brown was pollution. So I saw a before and after photo. If you Google before and after the cleaning from Brooklyn Bridge, what you'll notice is the one that looks familiar is the polluted version. But now, go there and see. It's like a stone, silver, grayish, slate white.
Look at that.
How crazy is it? It looks like a different bridge.
Brand new.
It looks brand spanking new. They did a lot. So whoever funded that.
I missed the brown bridge. I missed the brown Brooklyn Bridge.
It's no longer brown. But anyway, kind of cool. I noticed that finally. I don't know how long it's been cleaned, but it looks great.
I don't know. I think since you started telling the story, it got brown again.
Oh, I see. I can take a hint. I'll shut up now.
No, but sometimes I like it when Scary. You'll agree because you drive in the Holland Tunnel every day. When they get bring in the scrubbing bubbles and they scrub all the
the
tile,
the residue, yeah,
the grime.
I don't know. This is a dirty city. It is a dirty city, and I'm sure the people who worked hard on that Brooklyn Bridge are thanking you for bringing that up, and that's you're showing gratitude. Hey, Gandhi, what's up? No, I'm gonna save you for last. Producer Sam, what's up with you?
So here on National Redhead Appreciation Day, I feel like I grew up with the meanest generation to redheads. I heard so many jokes and, you know, not having souls, the worst color, whatever. I just want every redhead to know my husband, William, prefers you. He chooses you. I was the consolation prize. If he could change one thing about me, it would be my hair color. Danielle, he has a crush on you. So just know you are someone's very, very specific type and you're majestic as hell.
Look at that. That was kind of a slap against Gandhi, because she did make it very clear earlier that she feels that redheaded people have no soul.
Science says it. I grew up with people saying that. I heard it. Gandhi's leaning on science,
all
apparently.
Right. Gandhi, it's all you.
All right. So tomorrow, I'm really excited to be doing something fun, and Danielle and Elvis are going to come and support me, and I love you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking part in something called the Capwalk NYC, and it is from the Verma Foundation. Natasha Verma, who is on Fox 5 now, she moved here from Boston. I was in Boston. That's how we know each other. And she went through a struggle where she ended up losing all of her hair. We know that I had a struggle very similar to that. And what the Capwalk is a fashion show where people who have lost their hair and are struggling with hair loss are walked down the runway with local celebrities and athletes and all kinds of stuff. And it's all to support these caps. And it's a hat that has hair, which sounds funny when you just think about it.
Cool. I've seen those.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Anyone struggling with hair loss who has had wigs or fake pieces, you know how hot it gets. You know how tiresome it is to take it in and out. There's a lot of upkeep that goes with it. Whereas these caps, you can just pop them on and pop them off. And it really changes the lives of a lot of women or people in general, children also, who have lost hair and just want a simple solution. So I'm really excited to be doing this. And I'm so excited that you two are supporting me. I love you for that. If anyone else wants to join us, you can just search Capwalk NYC and get tickets. All of the proceeds go to making these caps, which are real hair, by the way. It's real hair that's attached to them for little kids who are struggling with that's it.
Awesome. So. I love it. And Danielle and I are very proud that you're walking tomorrow night. And we'll be there taking notes like you know, fashion show people do.
I can't wait. Anyway, I'm so excited.
I can't wait.
And I love
Congratulations.
You
guys. We love you too. Danielle, since you're here, you might as well do your Danielle report. You've got lots stored up.
Well,
what do you want to do?
Another iHeartRadio Music Festival is in the books, and of course, so many amazing artists were there. Gwen Stefani, Halsey, New Kids on the Block, Doja Cat. I mean, the list goes on, right? And if you missed it, the special will be available to stream on Hulu on October 7th. That includes highlights from the big events and a bunch of other stuff, so make sure you check it out. But let's listen to some wonderful performances like Chris Martin.
And I hear Jerry's
And then, of course, New Kids on the Block took the stage, and they had a little bit of help.
This one's from Freddie Mercury. Come on, yeah.
Body of a boy, make a big noise, playing in his feet, gonna take on the world someday. You got mud
on your face, your biggest face.
Somebody better put your plug in your face again.
We will, we will.
Who's with them?
Flavor Flav. Whoa.
With New Kids? That's so funny.
Unexpected.
Yeah. Very cool.
Okay.
So there you go. So Lizzo has lost a lot of weight. We know that. And of course, a lot of people are saying, one guy specifically took to social and said to her, was it Ozempic or cocaine?
Oh my God.
And so she goes, why do you even follow me? But then she said, 5 months of weight training and calorie deficit. And she was joking about, it's like a reward to have people accuse me of taking Ozempic. She also, by the way, posted a picture of the guy's account that went after her.
Nice.
So that was there. So basically she is saying that that's not how she did it, that she did it the old-fashioned way. So there you go.
Good for her.
Netflix has given fans a first look at season 2 of Wednesday. We are so excited. Cannot wait. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be more twisted than you could ever imagine. Thankfully, the teaser doesn't spoil anything, but you got to check it out if you love it and if you get a chance. Also, Netflix has released the first trailer for the upcoming second season of Squid Game. It picks up right after season 1's finale, and Squid Game season 2 will debut on December 26th. What a Christmas present.
Right.
December 26th. We're giving you Squid Game. Isn't
Perfect.
That great? Lady Gaga shared what we think might be a cryptic teaser for an upcoming album. So she posted a photo with a red background and white text that reads, I'm ready for my interview on her Instagram. Now people are like, oh, what does this mean? Are we getting a new album? We know she's in the new Joker movie. That comes out soon. Does it have anything to do with that? I don't know. But I guess we'll wait and see. We'll find out eventually. So Chapel Roan has recently come out and said that she has been diagnosed with severe depression, and it's because of her rapid rise to fame. She said, I did not feel traditionally sad. She said, I had brain fog, poor focus, and a lack of enthusiasm. And she said, like I said, it came from the challenges of navigating her newfound fame. She said, simple activities like going to the park or thrifting or going to a yoga class now require her to have security, and it is definitely a lot. These pressures of stardom have really been a lot for her. So, the creators of Friends marked the 30th anniversary of the sitcom, saying that they're considering a new generation reboot featuring the original characters' grown children. So we would be getting like cameos probably from Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer and all them if they signed on, and we would see their kids. Might be interesting. Monday Night Football, the Bills, the Jaguars, you've got the Bengals, you've got the Commanders. Also, The Voice is on. It's the 26th season premiere there. And Diamond keeps telling me I got to watch it. The Secret Lives of Mormons, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives over on Hulu. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. If anybody has seen it, let us know what you think. Diamond's loving it over on Hulu, and that's my Danielle report.
Thank you, Danielle.
And Sharon. Woo! Love it.
The Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Here we go. Alicia Keys is here. Mercedes-Benz has an SUV for you. Whether it's the stylish GLC, the compact GLA, the three-row GLS, or the GLE and GLC plug-in hybrids. Visit MBUSA.com for special offers.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart Radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
See?
I just love that I wake up and I laugh.
And the Z100 Morning Show.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. Promising that you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, please. Just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really. Don't.
still looking over all the social media that popped out of Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. So many great photos of great artists. You could see and feel the energy just in a still photo. It's great. Keith Urban was there. I saw him in a lot of photos, right? Mm-hmm. We have heard he's one of the nicest performers in country music. Is that true, Froggy?
Very much so. Keith is a really, really good guy.
And Nicole Kidman, of course, out in the Netflix series called Perfect Couple, which Danielle and I watched. She has a new movie called Little Girl. What's it called?
Baby Girl. Baby Girl, yeah.
Just got a huge standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival.
They got won the award.
Yeah, they're saying she may be up for an Oscar for this thing. And, you know, it's kind of funny, but Nicole Kidman is in a new production every month.
Yeah.
She never stops. Anyway, some friends of mine actually run into them out on this Caribbean island they all go to and say they are the sweetest couple. We always wonder, like, how the celebrities are, you know, when they're not on camera or whatever. Yeah. But I've heard nothing but Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are the nicest people you'll ever meet. So
that's awesome.
I love being able to report that because not all of them have that reputation.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Name them.
Of course. You name them.
Oh, people! The lead singer of Creed. Total turd.
Right.
Scott
Total
Stapp.
Turd.
Boo.
Yeah. Was he mean to you?
Oh, yeah. He was mean to everybody that was within, like, vocal reach of him.
Really?
He was yelling at people to get out of the kitchen so he could meditate. He wouldn't talk louder than this. And when we asked him to speak louder, he said no. We asked him how the deterioration of Creed happened. You know what happened? And he was like, obviously, you don't know anything about me. I handed them their walking papers. Creed is mine. They were terrible. He was the worst.
Oh, wait, when was this that you did this?
It was in Ohio. This is a long time ago.
Well, like, so it's crazy. Always good to be able to balance it out with the Keith Urban, Nicole Kidman stories, right? Like, anyway, so there's that. Oh, there's Garrett with some sound.
Yep.
There's this.
Yes.
Let's go. Right. What do you have today?
Let's start with the man who tried to break into a Corvette and then get caught by the owner and got stuck in the Corvette and the guy wouldn't let him out.
My brother, this is not your car. This is my car. But why are you in my car? No, you can't get out. We calling the cops.
Just let me out for a few minutes.
Do you ever see the videos where people run into a jewelry store and they try to rob it, and then the guy behind the counter will push a button and locks them in, and they can't get out? Stupid ass people.
All right, music festival Rock in Rio happening right now. Journey was performing, and the current frontman for Journey, Arnel Pineda, was singing "Don't Stop Believing." Didn't have the strongest vocals and said, hey, listen, if you didn't think I did well, just send us a text and I'll never sing ever again.
Oh.
Okay.
Just listen in.
Oh. Ooh. Oh. Oh, Lord. Okay. What's that text number?
Oddly enough, I didn't get it. I can't find it.
I've heard that song sung like that so many times in bars, karaoke nights.
Right.
That sounded very karaoke.
All right, and then some music that dropped over the weekend. Katy Perry off her album. This is with Kim Petras. This is called Gorgeous.
I love that they're together in this song.
And then Ava Max has a song called Spot a Fake. And that's it.
Thank you, Garrett. You're a good American. I'm sorry, was that funny?
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeartRadio app and search Law & Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.